Hey guys, it's Patricia Duffy, and I'm here with your GN10 Special Women's World Team Selection Camp Edition. So let's get right into it. So for the past 2 days, the U.S. women that were invited to World Team Selection Camp have been competing for spots on the five-woman team plus a traveling alternate position. In all, after withdrawals, which we'll get to in a minute, 10 women competed for the five main team spots, six team spots total, if you include the alternate. Prior to competition, of course, a couple of weeks back, Connor McClain withdrew due to a back injury. And then earlier this week, it was announced that Caitlin Jong had withdrew due to an ankle injury that she sustained during practice last week. So, originally, there were 12 women expected to compete. Not necessarily 12, because obviously with Connor's withdrawal, somebody that was there this weekend might not have been invited. But all in all, there were 12 women kind of in the mix. And we got to competition this weekend in Katy, Texas. The competition was closed to the public in person. Media were invited to attend. Our team opted to not attend in person because we are flying to England tomorrow for Worlds. So, and we are based out of Georgia, so flying to Texas and coming back, rescheduling flights, etc., didn't seem plausible, feasible, etc. So we covered it from home. But that being said, it was streamed on Flip Now. So if you missed any of the action, you can go and rewatch routines on USA Gymnastics' relatively new streaming platform, which is powered by Vimeo. So let's get right into it. Day one of competition was an all-around competition. All 10 athletes competed in the all-around. I'm pretty sure no athletes, there wasn't necessarily somebody who was just competing one event. There was no really like specialists. Of course, we have athletes who are strong on one event versus others, but in this case, it was all about the all-around. So entering competition, the women knew that the top all-arounder from day one of competition would automatically earn a berth onto the team. By the end of competition, that ended up being Shailese Jones, who has been one of the top all-arounders in the country all year. She finished second to Leanne Wong at the U.S. Classic. I believe she had a fall classic. And then she's finished second to Connor McClain at championships, which she did have a fall at championships. That would have probably put her ahead of McClain if it wasn't for the fall. So that being said, it wasn't necessarily a shock that Shailese locked up that spot. And then really, the team itself was never really a question. If Connor McClain had competed, even if Caitlin Jong was in the mix, Jong primarily probably as an alternate, McClain almost certainly on the main team, things might have been a little bit more up in the air. But with those two out, this main five-person team was really pretty clear before competition even started. And then by the end of the all-around competition, the top five were very clearly the team that the U.S. should take to Worlds. And that was in no particular order. Shailese Jones, obviously, at the top. And then you had Jade Carey, Jordan Chiles, Leanne Wong, and Sky Blakely. Now, I will say Lexi Zeiss and Leanne Wong, I know that Leanne was fifth, Zeiss was sixth, and it actually came down to beam, which is where they finished, to decide who finished fifth and sixth. So that was a very impressive performance from Lexi. Of course, Leanne has the international experience. She is the reigning world all-around silver medalist, and her floor set, beam set, those really appeal to the international judges. So she, of course, makes sense on this team. And then her day two performances solidified that. But it was very impressive for Lexi Zeiss, who is seen as an up-and-comer. She's just 16, to really push the boundary there and push the envelope. So that being said, coming into day two, those top five were very clearly going to be the team. Coming into day two is really a question of alternate. Lexi clearly made sense. And then there's a question of, okay, well, you want a solid all-arounder who could fill in no matter who might have to bow out? Or do you want a specialist? Not necessarily, probably not. But, you know, if you do, then Nola Matthews does have a strong bar set in theory. We'll get to that in a minute. And then there's Addison Feda, who has been a stronghold for the U.S. women as far as leadership the past like year or two. I believe she was awarded Sports Person of the Year at championships. It was definitely Sports Person of the Year. And she got some international experience a few weeks back. So there's another option there. So Nola ended up, I believe, having falls on bars both day one and day two. So that was kind of a no. Lexi showed two strong days of routines. And Addison, although she struggled on a couple of events on day one, really came back strong on day two. So she was actually, by the end of day two of competition, it was really like, oh, well, you know, you could see Addison in that alternate position, but definitely leaning more towards Lexi, which is who they ended up going with. So fast forward to Saturday, day two of competition. It was really more of kind of a showcase, verification. The athletes met with the selection committee between last night and this afternoon, this early evening, when the competition took place, to discuss up to two quote-unquote supplemental events, that's what USAG called them, to show today. And it was basically a two-way street of a conversation, the selection committee saying, hey, we'd like to see this from you, X and Y from you. And then the athletes saying, I'd love to show those two, or hey, I'd actually prefer to show this. It was kind of a back and forth, a conversation, which is important, obviously, especially with the new culture of gymnastics, sports, and in general. So the athletes ended up doing, of course, only up to two events. Every athlete did two events. Nobody did vault, really saving those legs because they have two long weeks of training and competition coming up, and you want to keep those legs fresh. Same thing with floor. Only two athletes showed floor. That was Addison Feda and Emilia Desidor. So, and they ended up not making the team, although Addison's routine was very good. So then it was really an uneven bars and a beam showcase. The standout routines of the day were really Shilice Jones's bars, which she scored a 14.5 on Friday, 14.6 Saturday. So improved a little bit. And then Sky Blakely had a 14.550 on beam, really showing her potential on that event. A year or two back, Blakely was really like, it was her and Connor with that beam prowess, very reminiscent of Sean Johnson, very similar to Jocelyn Robertson as well. There are quite a few gymnasts who actually have some beam skills, the beam personality definitely exudes Sean Johnson. But that being said, we hadn't really seen a strong beam routine from Sky Blakely in a while. And she showed that. She showed that on Saturday. She showed that today. So that was very impressive to see. It was kind of just a confirmation of, hey, you know, her being on this team definitely makes sense. And also, who else are you going to put on the team? So that ended up being the team. Competition ended unceremoniously. It ended. The stream ended. They announced it shortly after. And now athletes will, I believe the team will stay in Texas until probably Monday, I believe. They'll stay and train a little bit more, take flights out directly from Texas to go to Worlds. And training starts Wednesday. So we are flying out tomorrow. We're taking a red eye to London. And then we will be making our way over to Liverpool, Wednesday, we plan on picking up credentials. Media does have access to training as well as podium training. So we will have some video footage and updates from there. And then qualifications start on Saturday. The U.S. women did get what some think is a not so great draw. They're in the first subdivision for the women. So we will see how that works out. But that is Saturday. And a key point, key note for everyone who's planning on tuning in, if you're trying to watch live, we will have a need-to-know doc posted at the beginning of this week with the schedule, how to watch, scores, etc. But do know that the UK falls back a week earlier than the US, so they fall back on Sunday. So keep that in mind. And then even though it will only impact one day of competition, the US also falls back the next Sunday. So that's going to be a bit of a flip-flop. So be aware of that time change when you're making your plans to watch. With that being said, that is it for us today. That is our big week. It's been an exciting week. We have a world team for the US women. US men are good to go. Basically, all of the countries have kind of wrapped up that selection process. And now it's time to go to Worlds. So safe travels if you're heading that way, and we'll talk soon.